This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
See, this is what you're supposed to play when, you know, you talk about, you know, championship.
You're ripping Lewis?
Yeah, Coco messed up yesterday, man.
What are you doing?
I'm throwing him under the bus.
Well, we were doing a segment on the rings. We were going to react to the rings, the way they looked, what we thought of them. And Hugh was expecting this song when we came back.
And Coco played something.
Well, I think he played
about some diamonds or something.
With the rings. I mean, okay. I understood where he was going with it.
Okay. Nah.
Yeah, I mean, he was...
Nah.
You and I are just on the same page.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like always.
Yeah.
Unless you disagree, and then he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, I had to laugh at
I think
one.
The three of us agreed today on the celebration last night. It was ridiculous.
Way too much.
I mean, just...
It was like, dude... They were just, I get it. Like, okay, full disclosure. I get it. I get why they did it, but it was like, we got it done. Oh, my gosh, we got it done. It was a little bit.
I mean, you stole one. I mean, don't act like you did something big there. You stole one last night.
Listen, you about to make me change my parlay. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why? What's the parlay after anything?
Because I got the Phillies winning on the money line.
But so I'm surprised at you going against Dick Fitz.
Dick Fitz is crazy.
I just thought you would take the Phillies off the board tonight for your parlay. All right, before we go any further, big thank you to our friends at Wendy's for hooking us up with they brought a ton of food today.
They brought some Frosties with some chocolate in them.
Yeah, they got Frosties.
I guess Frosties are chocolate.
Well, there's also the vanilla, or they do the different one.
That was stupid of me. No, because it had the brownie in it. The Frosty with the brownies.
Can we just cut that audio? That was stupid of me. We could use that a lot.
That was stupid of me.
We got a better one for later.
Okay, good.
Wait a minute. I did something else?
Well, they brought us some Frosties. They brought us some burgers, some fries. Also, the Takis Fuego meal.
The Fuego fries.
Brand new Frosty flavors. And the fan favorites like Dave Singles. Craving something fresh, spicy, or sweet. Got to be Wendy's. Go to your local Wendy's today. So I had some of the Fuego fries.
Hey, man. I'm food nothing hot. Too old for that.
You're too old for that.
Because
cutoff for spicy stuff?
Right now, that.
No, they were good. They just
no, they're spicy.
I like spicy. I just had to limit how many I had before we came back on the air. Otherwise, I'd pull a Ranger Suarez when we talked about him, and my voice just went out. I don't want that to happen again. So I just kind of limited.
I don't like really spicy food though, like that. I can't eat it.
Yeah, I feel like you like it or you don't. I like spicy, so I jumped into the Fuego fries. Anyway, Wendy's, we appreciate them.
Thank you.
Coming by. Thank you so much for dropping off some lunch for us today. All right, Hugh, before we get back to the phones on the Phillies, are you expecting them to make a big move 9 days to the trade deadline? And, of course, the celebration last night. I am curious if people thought it was a little over the top. I mean, they were celebrating. You know, when you see the Gatorade showers for a walk-off catcher's interference, you're like, wait a second.
I was just like, hey, they happy, they won.
You think they bumped We Are the Champions in the locker room afterwards?
If they did, I'm fully out on this team. I'm done if they did that.
That would have been a lot.
Yeah, that would have been too much. All right, the other thing going on right now, and we're seeing some photos this morning. The Eagles are arriving to training camp. The champs are back. Jalen Hurts got there today with his Jordan Brand bag. All right, Hugh, we're there tomorrow, and we're going to be there a lot. In fact, let me pull this up right
now. How many
now.
Days? Well, all week, right? The rest of the week?
I have our schedule in front of me here. I have our schedule when we're going to be at camp. I know the morning show is going to be there a lot as well. But we have the following days. We will be doing live shows from Eagles training camp from practice. Tomorrow, July 23rd, we'll also be out there on July 24th, Thursday.
Okay.
We're going to be out there next week on Monday, Tuesday, and Friday. So 3 days next
okay.
week. Okay. And then the following week after that, Monday and Tuesday as well. And then really after the first 3 weeks, camp's a little different, right? It's not as, it's kind of, you get 3 weeks of real training camp. So we're going to be out there for a lot of it. Can't wait. Hugh, when we're out there, what are you looking for? Like when you are paying attention and looking at practice, what's for this particular team coming off the Super Bowl last year, what is top of mind for you as we get ready for camp?
First off, when we get to camp. Gotta get some of that Reader's.
Well, that's
get that Reader's.
If they have the mango, I'm front of line.
Yeah, gotta get that Reader's. Gotta do that first. But what I'm looking for is just, I guess, the energy levels. You got some young cats on this team that they drafted that are Makuba just signed his deal. Just signed his deal. You got some young cats that are gonna come in here and gonna be looked at to contribute. I want to see how they approach business. You know how the offseason has been for them. How coach reacts. Because he was on a lot of fire last year.
Oh, remember this time last year with him, Jalen, and
yeah,
all? Like, it's amazing how one year changes everything.
You know what? And you know what? Since we're here, I mean, you know, we need to be allowed to do our job as you know, analysts, as sports people, and all this other stuff. Sports human beings, and allowed to have opinions that, you know, might not jive with the opinion you have, but damn it, let us do our job, just like we let you do your job. But, okay, that's neither here nor there. But, yeah, that's what I'm going to be looking for. I'm going to be looking for the focus. Because, man, listen, the Eagles are picked, they're favorites for a lot of people to repeat as Super Bowl champions. They're favorites. When you talk about the guys that are on the team and, you know, the barriers that they've broken through and the way the defense played last year. But the biggest things that the Eagles are going to have to contend with is those intangibles. Like, you know, winning the Super Bowl and being able to handle the success that you're given. Because, like I said, you know, and I said it was metaphorically speaking when I spoke to Cooper. And a lot of the snowflakes got in their feelings. And it's like, oh, are you worried about the dude? We got his DM. The point I was trying to make was this. Stay focused. Because it's easy to get unfocused when you have so many people coming at you. And now you're a hot commodity. And I'm not just talking. I'm just using him as an example. That goes for all of these guys. Because you're going to be in a position now where a lot more is going to be given to you. So you have to make better decisions. All money's not good money. And you don't want to put yourself in a position where it could compromise what you're trying to accomplish.
I agree with that. And their focus, you know, I feel generally good about it because they have a lot of guys that played at winning programs. Like they have guys that played at Georgia and Alabama. They're used to this. Like that's what you do with those programs. You win a championship or get to a championship, and then you come back the next year and you do it all over again. So I feel good about that. Hugh, I'm going to be looking a lot at two things. One, they're young defensive players. You mentioned some of them. I almost think because they're still a favorite, I'm looking right now at the odds in FanDuel. They are the third favorite to win the Super Bowl, but they are the favorite to win the NFC. They're the top NFC team listed. Mm-hmm. Ravens, Bills are the two slight favorites to win the Super Bowl, followed by the Eagles, Chiefs, Lions. Those are your top five to start the season. But the Eagles are the NFC favorite. I almost think because there's still so much talent, we're almost underselling how much change. Like, the defense is way different. Doesn't mean it can't be good again. Mm-hmm. In fact, it could be.
But it's different.
But it's different. I mean, how many things on the defense, players, positions, do you feel like no doubt about it? Jalen Carter's a no doubt about it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the secondary, I would say.
Well, I don't know.
Two of the corners.
Right, okay. So I would say you have Carter.
Linebacker?
I don't know. Wait a second.
I'm just saying. Like,
Bond.
The Campbell thing's going to be one of the more interesting storylines to watch.
Right,
is he going to be ready?
How
does he look like? Yeah.
And do they throw two different positions at him, or is he just an inside guy this year and then eventually becomes an edge? So I don't know about that. So I feel great about Jalen Carter. The rest of the defensive line is a question mark, right? Just, I don't know. I mean, Ojomo's going to play a big role this year. He didn't play much last year. Ty Robinson's a fourth round pick. He's supposed to play a lot this year. They lost Milton Williams. Now you have to go to the linebacking core. Hugh, it's probably going to be Trott week one.
Maybe.
If Jahad Campbell's not ready?
Yes.
Probably going to be trot week one because it doesn't seem like the Kobe's going to be ready. So,
nope.
All right, so that's different than last year. And then the secondary, you're right, Quinyon and Cooper you feel good about.
Mm-hmm.
But then is it Keely Ringo? Is it Dory Jackson on the other?
I feel good about Keely. But you know, he's one of, like, this is my biggest concern when I think about these young guys, is the pitfalls that come with being successful at a young age.
Like the ones, yeah. like Cooper and Quinyon?
Well, yeah, just being successful at a young age. You know, you're talking about three young corners, and I'm going to throw Keely in that too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
They won the Super Bowl. Now they're going to be tasked to do more. And, you know, it's funny. And I said about a week or two ago, we were talking about Quinyon, and I said that he's going to be challenged. And somebody, I guess they didn't understand what I was saying. They said, well, he was challenged last year. Yes, he was. Yes, he was. But the challenges are going to be different now because he's going to have a bullseye on his back. He's going to be known as the number one corner.
Well, he also doesn't have the Slay on the
other
side.
Slay on the other side. Yeah. And see, this is where, you know, I'm not picking on anybody, but this is where you have to, like, open your mind up a little bit and just think outside of what's actually been being said.
You expect people to be able to do
I'm
that?
Trying. I'm
open-minded?
Working on it. I'm working on it.
That's not the way
I'm just working on
think.
It because it's like a lot of times, especially being a former Eagle and we talk about the Eagles, people are so into their fandom that they take everything as a slight. It's not a slight. It's a evaluation of what could potentially be.
Hater.
Yeah, or that. That's the other word they like.
Ripping the Eagles again. Classic Hugh Douglas.
And so when I say things like that, know that it's coming from a place where you are the hunted now. You're not the hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, because see, this is why I remember this so vividly, because going 1-13 and 1-15, I mean, and 3-13, you always have teams that you play that are measuring sticks. You want to see how good you are. Everybody has the Eagles on their schedule, that have the Eagles on their schedule, has that game marked. Especially the teams that feel like they're on the cusp of being good.
Right.
You know, when you talk about the Rams, the Rams feel like, oh man, they got away with one. And we were younger back then. You know, we had a defense And we stood toe-to-toe with him. Like, think, like that's what I'm trying to get y'all to think. Like, they're like, oh, we stood toe-to-toe with him. We were one play away from going to the Super Bowl. We were one play away of being in the NFC Championship game. So you got that team that's going to be gunning for you. You got the Commodores that are going to be out there gunning for you. You know, you got the Detroit Lions that feel like if they would have been healthy, they would have beat your ass because everything would have ran through Detroit. So that's what I'm talking about. So when somebody lines up across from Quinyon Mitchell, it's going to be one of two things going through their mind: making a name for themselves or beating one of the best corners in the game. Mm-hmm. That's it. Is he ready for that? Because he's been partying. He's probably been partying. He's probably been hanging out with his friends, eating steak and shrimp, chilling, you know, working out. I'm not saying he's not doing anything, but do you understand what I'm saying when I say that?
I do.
Yeah, I know you do, but I'm just talking about the peanut gallery. You know what I mean?
Our live studio audience.
Yeah, the live studio audience. Do they understand that? That's what I'm trying to say. But that's it. That's it. Because that's different. That's different.
Well, hopefully none of them spend an offseason chasing Carlos Stokes and they're coming back over way.
Carlos Stokes, boy. Yeah. Can't stand me. Carlos, shout out Dr. Carlos.
One of my favorite parts of your career is when you came back fat after winning the Defensive Rookie of the Year.
I did not just come back fat. I came back super fat. My coach looked at me like, oh, my God, look at your ass.
Does she do anything for us?
Well, you know what? It does spin to tomorrow. I don't expect this from any of the Eagles, but does anyone come back fat? I mean, like, they had an offseason where they were the champions. I feel like we would probably know by now if there'd be pictures out there. But does anyone come back, like, not in ready-to-go mode?
Don't come back looking like Debo?
Yeah, that, and she's pretty chunky, Debo. He's trying to work that off at training camp. Debo went to the Hugh Douglas school of the offseason.
No, they were, you know, it was funny. Debo was thick at the Super Bowl when he came in. Who did he had on AJ Brown jersey?
Yeah, no, he was. He filled it out too much.
He looked like he was about, what did he say, Kyle? He was in his second trimester.
He was firmly in the second trimester.
As a reformed fat guy, I can say that. Yeah, I can say that because I was like, ooh, baby, what you been eating?
But at least if you're a lineman, a defensive lineman, you could say, well, I have more power. You can't be a chunky wide receiver. That doesn't work.
No, because everybody looking at you like, damn, dog, what happened?
Yeah.
Like, he was not only fat, he was fat and happy. Like, that says a lot. Like, when he was at the Super Bowl, he was smiling. He had on another man's jersey.
Which is weird. A rival's jersey is bizarre.
He had on another man's jersey at the Super Bowl.
Let me throw two more things I'm looking at for training camp. One is Kevin Petula. We have a new offensive coordinator. Again, it feels like we do this every year. Now, sometimes it's more of a, hey, we're happy about this because the last guy stunk, right? I think that was last year. It was more of like, all right, this is an upgrade. We got Kellen Moore. He has a track record. We'll see how it gels. But we upgraded here from Brian Johnson. I don't know right now if the Eagles upgraded. In fact, they probably didn't. I mean, Petula was on the staff, but Moore was the coordinator. So can Petula keep this thing going? And how much do they change? I mean, I know a lot of people want him to change and want them to throw more. That's a temptation I'm sure they're thinking about. So Petula and just what this offense looks like with another coordinator, that's one. And also, I mean, you guys know this. If Jalen Hurts has a few good practices, Elliott's going to start charting those interceptions. Can he break the record that he set last year, which was a huge moment?
It feels like that's going to be impossible.
It feels hard to do, yeah. But I don't know. If he goes a week without it, that's a big deal. All right, Kyle, what are you looking for at training camp?
I mentioned the Jahad Campbell thing. That's probably the number one thing I'm going to be looking at for training camp. But I think it's sort of an under-the-radar thing is do they just give the starting right guard spot to Tyler Steen?
Yeah.
Or do they make him fight for it with the guy that they traded C.J. Gardner-Johnson for? Like that,
Kenyon Green?
That's like the one open position on the offense.
Mm.
So I would think it's going
to
be Steen.
I would think so too, but does he earn it?
Well, I think he has to, like, for reps purposes. He's probably going to get the majority of the reps, and they're going to work the other guy in to see how he does with the group. And there'll probably be times where I could see maybe him running with the ones one day and then Steen running the next day or something like that.
So I'm looking at the Elliott Shore Parks roster breakdown that he put up today. He has Green and Steen as both locks to make the roster. So interestingly, I was looking at it. So Elliott put up his locks, his bubbles, and his long shots to make the roster. Does this strike you guys interesting? He has Sidney Brown as a bubble guy to make the roster.
Oof.
Well, does that just mean Makuba's just the guy no matter what? As a rookie?
I would say with Sidney, the thing that, and I'm channeling my inner Ike Reese because Ike likes the way he plays. He likes the way he hits. He's a physical player. But your biggest asset is your availability.
And he struggled with that.
He struggled with that. So that could potentially make him liability.
And I like the way he plays, too. But sometimes it feels to me, Hugh, like he plays a little frenetic, a little out of control. Mm-hmm. Like
he's over-aggressive.
Yeah, he's got to rein it in and be in the right place at the right time.
That doesn't make me feel good, though.
That the Sidney's a bubble guy?
Well, yeah, basically. It just makes it seem thin. It's Mukuba, Sidney Brown, and Tristan McCollum.
Well, so Elliott right now only has Blankenship, obviously, and Mukuba as the only locks to make the team at safety.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Well, that's super thin. Yeah, I mean, then you're talking about Sidney Brown and McCollum and Lewis Cine as your next few safeties.
People forget about him.
People do forget about Lewis Cine. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Mike?
What's up, Will?
Oh, man, listen. I don't know why y'all keep talking about Jalen, man. The biggest thing that I'm worried about is the play calling. It's the play calling, man. Like, you know, like this offensive coordinator, you know, I don't know too much about him. But, like I say, you know, they had a great game play caller last season. And that's what got us over the hump, man. And, that's the only thing I'm really worried about. But as far as the team and what Jalen going to do this season, I think he's going to have a great season, and I think he's going to repeat. You know, and
surprising.
I'm not just saying it, but I'm saying. Listen, y'all can say what y'all want to say, man. But Jalen, listen, he's been proving himself for all these seasons. And now he got us a Super Bowl.
This is coming
and
from?
I think he's going to get better.
Well, he certainly could get better, Will. He's going into his sixth year in the NFL, and he's got a lot of season. Now, a different coordinator changes things potentially again. Yeah.
You say he got a lot of seasoning.
He has seasoning. Seasoning in the league.
I was just surprised to hear you say it like that.
He was the one ripping Jalen earlier anyway.
I know. You started this by ripping Jalen Hurts. Now, here we go. Here come the floodgates.
That's all you do.
Because you ripped Jalen Hurts.
I like how we've embraced this chaos when it comes to Jalen.
Well, we didn't even really talk about Jalen.
I tried to tell you. I tried to tell you this.
I like talking about Jalen. It's you people. That's the problem. All right, Will, you expect the Phillies to make a big move?
I think they're going to make a big move. And like I said, man, I think we got the team that can actually win the World Series, man. I know, like, you know, it's up and down right now, but I think, like, the further we get in, we're going to gel together and we're going to come together and we're going to win it, man.
You think this offense is going to gel, Will? It's getting late early here. It's July 22nd.
Listen.
You don't believe
me. I really, listen. The same way the Eagles season went, man. You know, it was up and down for a minute, but I think, like, when it comes crunch time, I think we all going to they're going to bind together, and we're going to win it this season, man. I believe it, and ain't no doubt in my mind they're going to win it.
There's no doubt in your mind the Phillies are going to win the World Series? I love you, man. I love the optimism. It's great. I need it. It balances me out. Will, good phone call there. Hugh, you did it again. I mean, you started the floodgates of the Jalen Hurts calls. You did it again.
The week he was out, we didn't talk about him at all.
We didn't mention him once on this radio station. Not every day.
I'll take that. It's cool. I knew it was happening. I knew it was going to happen.
Well, he said a couple of interesting things there. The idea that you expect a better version of Jalen Hurts. I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I expect him to play better than he did for the most part last year. Do I expect him to play like he did in the Super Bowl and the title game the whole year? No, I don't expect that.
See, that's what I expect that to be.
Woo!
You know why?
Woo!
Because
that's MVP level play.
Yeah, because that's what he's going to be expected to be.
By him, you know, by his standards or the team?
Well, I think his standard, and we've seen it. We've seen it.
In spurts.
In spurts, yeah. But now you have to be more consistent with it. So, yeah, I think we'll see that.
Yeah, that would change the ceiling of this team. I mean, well, the ceiling's super high anyway. But, like, that changed the, you know, if Jalen's playing like he did in the Super Bowl and title game, there's no game you go into and
that you don't think you're going to win.
Yeah,
you're not
I agree. And even though the schedule's way harder this year, and there's a bunch of good teams and on the road. Like, but if Jalen Hurts is playing like he did in the Super Bowl last year, they should win every game they play. I mean, that's just when you add in the roster they have and his play.
And if he playing like that,
yeah,
yes.
I think
that
so.
That should be what they call a juggernaut.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I agree with you. If he plays like he did down the stretch last year, they will be a juggernaut. 215-592-9494. All right, we want to go back to something John Middleton said about their young pitching prospects. And I wonder if people have changed their minds about something we brought up a while ago. I think it might have been April or early May. We brought up something on this show a while ago. And I think a lot of people then were very out on this idea. As we fast forward to now, I'm curious where everyone comes down on it. 215-592-9494. Are you expecting the Phillies to make a big move? I got to check back in the poll if people thought last night's celebration was excessive after the catcher interference win. I just thought it was ridiculous to celebrate that much after that kind of win. And the Eagles. Training camp starts tomorrow. What is the biggest thing you're looking for as the defending champs return to the field tomorrow? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.